This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A backcountry skier was rescued after being caught in an avalanche yesterday. The skier was able to get out of the avalanche debris but sustained major injuries. Rescue crews were able to locate the skier using GPS coordinates from the skier's cell phone. The skier was treated for multiple injuries, including mild hypothermia. A photo featuring a piece of toast and a pile of dry lima beans has raised concerns at the Fort Carson Army Base. The odd meal was being served to a soldier. CPR's Haley May has more.
The image was posted to Hots and Cots, a Yelp-like app created by former Army Sergeant Robert Evans. Dozens of reviewers have posted photos of food from Fort Carson since March, showing small portions or a lack of food altogether.
There's people that join the military because they have food insecurity. So part of the deal of coming into the military is we'll provide you with your place to reside, your food. So when we're not giving soldiers and service members the proper nutrition, what does that say?
A spokesperson for Fort Carson says more than 4,600 military members are meal card holders who rely on dining facilities. Most are required to pay $460 a month for their basic subsistence allowance, which covers breakfast, lunch, and dinner on base. Lieutenant Colonel Joey Payton wrote in an email that they are aware of the issues. He says they're bringing together brigade-level leadership to address them. I'm Haley May, CPR News.
El Paso County has reached a pending settlement with the family of a man who died after being found unresponsive in the county jail in 2022. First responders were unable to revive Daniel Murray. The county coroner ruled he died as a result of chronic alcohol abuse. Murray's family sued the county and says his death was preventable. The settlement awarded Murray's estate totals $1,875,000. This is CPR News in KRCC.